I'd like to welcome everyone to this fourth episode of our 10-part podcast series, Working with Millennials, which features another highly informative Q&A with Smooch Reynolds. Smooch is one of the most respected C-suite recruiters in the nation. She currently serves as Global Investor Relations and Communications Practice Group Leader with DHR International. In case you are unaware, Smooch has been an IR and Communications Functional Search Expert for more than two decades. And before that, she was herself a Chief Communications Officer. Smooch is a key behind-the-scenes advisor to CEOs about their corporate brand advancement. Fortune brands, Diebold, Hyatt Hotels, Grant Thornton, American Water Works, and a host of other companies come to her for advice and counsel. During the last 15 years, Smooch Reynolds has added more than $300 billion in valuation to client organizations through her IRO search work. What an amazing career. Outside of her professional work, Smooch has been just as forward-thinking, especially in the sphere of helping young, up-and-coming millennial talent. She is a proud mother of three millennial children, so I think it is safe to say she has direct hands-on experience both at home and in the workplace. I am your host, John Harris, Managing Editor here at Hunt Scanlon Media, and this is Talent Talks. Instead of climbing corporate ladders, millennials are focused on learning technical and personal skills to ensure long-term career security as they seek to build a career for me. Smooch and I are going to attempt to break this all down in less than 10 minutes. Wish us luck. Smooch, welcome to the show today. Great to have you back.
Thank you, John. I'm always happy to be on the show with you.
Smooch, with less than 20% of millennials considering top leadership roles, discuss how millennials are learning technical and personal skills to ensure long-term stability.
Well, first of all, millennials are still in the formative years of their careers. So I think they're wise to building their portfolio skills. One of the most refreshing attributes that I find in this generation is their unabashed courage to explore broad-ranging topics at earlier paces than previous generations. They learn adeptly by being active listeners, prospecting others, talking real-time, and providing colleagues with feedback quickly. And finally, they come hardwired with innate intellectual curiosity, which definitely allows them to learn real-time at a faster rate, John.
Discuss the millennial mindset that sees individual jobs as stepping stones to self-improvement rather than a final destination.
Well, John, really smart professionals are always going to gain their knowledge and their business acumen and their skills. The millennial generation is no different. They learn quickly and seek out intellectual stimulation, and as a result, they view roles as stepping stones because they want to be on a continuous learning path. And along the way, they come for other talents. Millennials have unknowingly adopted the mindset of becoming what I describe as a corporate athlete at a much younger stage in their careers than most, which is actually to the advantage of employers. Management teams need to just simply recognize the potential positive outcomes of this ambitious generation.
To cultivate the next generation of leaders among millennials, what areas do employers need to emphasize?
First and foremost, employers need to understand how millennials view themselves. One of the most powerful factors in any professional's ability to be successful is their own self-perception, no matter what level of experience they have. One study on this that I want to mention was done by the Human Resource Management Center. They conducted a poll of millennials and asked them to identify 10 key attributes that reflect who they think they are. Some of the most prevalent mentioned were friendly, open-minded, intelligent, responsible, and curious. So if an employer is looking to develop a playbook to cultivate this generation into leadership talent, they need to find career opportunities that leverage these attributes. Management teams just need to lean into this generation's strength.
How does a company's ability to demonstrate stability and career enhancement appeal to millennials' aspirations to be more employable over the long term?
Anytime a company can fuel an employee's aspirations, it's an advantage, John. Providing millennials with a wide path of opportunities, whether they have the literal multiple inexperience or not, is critical. And key to millennial success is their comfort and interest into diving into new content, new roles, new experiences. I mentioned their unabashed courage earlier in our conversation. That allows them to move across the usual corporate boundaries with more ease than prior generations. It's a unique gain that they can package with that amplifies their intuitive drive to be prepared for the future. This highly ambitious and eagerness to be in an operating environment that's packed with career progression opportunities is what they're all about. So I say open the doors and let them soar.
Smooch, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm really looking forward to our next installment of Talent Talks.
Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you.